Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn.
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. So, dear listeners, we are talking about the presence of heart and the negligence of the heart, and how both of these are related to our ubudiyah, our servitude, our worship, and our obedience to Allah, and of course how we can improve our ubudiyah with the knowledge of these two. So when we look at the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, we find that the presence of heart is one of the things that is highly, highly stated when it comes to the salah. Now, as many of you very well know, the more the presence of heart that an individual has in their salat, and their salat, of course, is the five daily wajib obligatory prayers that must be done by a Muslim, the more the presence of heart one has in this wajib salat, and for that matter, in the mustahab salat as well, the more the presence of heart, the more powerful the effects of this salat becomes, and along with that, the more value is given to that salat, and of course, in turn, this presence of heart and this focus and this paying attention to the Almighty Allah in this very formal worship and this formal ubudiyah is something that really powers up and increases and strengthens our overall ubudiyah. So when we're also talking about the presence of heart, as we said, the more the presence of heart that is there, the higher is the probability of the acceptance of that prayer. Now, of course, we should never be arrogant and proud and haughty in the sense where we expect Allah the Almighty to accept our prayers. Of course, this is pride and arrogance, and then this leads to other diseases, which will, of course, lead to our downfall. But if we look very beautifully at this concept that we have just brought up, if we are humble and we hope and we pray that Allah will accept our prayers, and of course, at the same time, we realize that our prayers, they are faulty when it comes to that which the Almighty Allah deserves, then the probability of the acceptance of our prayers goes up. Jalla Jalalullah. Jalla Jalalullah.
IRIB English Radio. Our website, www.parstoday.com.
And now we will listen to Sheikh Zayd Al-Salami, who will talk about today's topic.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. As a Muslim, I know I believe in one God. I know I have faith in the uniqueness of Almighty God. I also believe that I have a duty and a responsibility to show and express my obedience by worshipping the Almighty. Ultimately, there is a purpose for me living on this earth, and for me to understand the greater meaning of life, I need to look into what I can do to bring about the better aspects of how I live, to find and discover hidden dimensions in my spiritual life. And that's why in this ayah, the third part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. The circumstance of me believing in one God, obeying one God, worshipping one God, is embodied in remembrance of the Almighty. And the most effective, the most productive, the most strong way of me getting to that level is by prayer, by salah, by qurratul ayn, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi has said, the pleasure of his eye. He had expressed how he is devoted to prayer. And that's why when one wants to be steadfast in the path of God, when one wants to make sure that even though they might have a very busy routine in their daily activities, when it comes to dhikrullah, when it comes to remembering God, when it comes to praying and showing that level of dedication in their act of worship, prayer in itself is the best and most effective way of bringing about all of those hidden aspects of our lives. And this is why when I remember God, it prevents me from doing many other things that I should be away from. When I do remember God and roll out that prayer mat and pray to God, I am appreciating absolutely everything that I have. That will lead me to understanding what the purpose of life is. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
Allah is the unique Arabic name for the one true God. He is the only one worthy of worship, with no rivals, equals, or partners. Allah is not like His creation, as nothing shares His divine essence and attributes, such as being the Creator, the Provider, the Most Merciful, the All-Powerful, the Most Just, the All-Wise, and the All-Knowing. Allah is without partner or equal in His authority and actions. The world was created by Allah's command alone. He runs the world and controls it all alone. Muslims believe that Allah is one, indivisible, and unequal in His divinity and knowledge. He does not have any ancestors, nor does He have descendants, and He is without wife, partner, or offspring. None came before Him, and He is in no need of any angel, prophet, or saint. Of all the sins committed by His creation, none is greater than the act of shirk, which is the Arabic word for associating partners with Allah. In the Islamic tradition, Allah has 99 names, which include the most loving, the friend, the most kind, and the most powerful. Allah can be translated in English language as the one and only God.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So, in continuation to what we were saying, which was this subject concerning the presence of heart and the negligence of the heart as regards to our ubudiyya, and how the information regarding these two can help us to increase our ubudiyya. So in the previous session, of course, we talked about having a presence of heart. We also talked about how this presence of heart relates to our ubudiyya, and how the more the presence of heart, the higher the probability and the likelihood of our prayers to be accepted. And of course, we also talked about how the more we have a presence of heart and focus and attention upon our salat and our prayers and our namaz, then of course this will strengthen our ubudiyya. Now in this segment, we wanted to talk about the other side of the coin, and that is the idea of the negligence of the heart. Now, just as the presence of heart will increase and strengthen and power up our ubudiyya, on the other hand, we find that the negligence of the heart in the state of prayers especially will, of course, weaken our ubudiyya. Now, it might take days, months, maybe even years for the true negative impacts of being negligent, as far as negligence of the heart is concerned in our salat. It might take years, as I said, for the negative impacts to be truly seen by an individual. But of course, and unfortunately, by that time it is too late. Now, of course, the negligence of the heart has certain negative consequences. For example, the most blatant one being that we do not enjoy the prayers, we do not enjoy the namaz or the salat. And of course, as you will be able to follow this road down to its end, if you don't enjoy the prayers, then you don't want to do the prayers. If you don't want to do the prayers, then you stop doing the prayers. If you stop doing the prayers, then the different blessings and the barakah and the blessings really that come about, and the reformation that comes about via the salat, is no longer achieved by an individual, and so forth, until one begins to go down the path of darkness towards darkness. And of course, this being a very dangerous thing. And so, towards the end now of this program of ours, the more the negligence of the heart is visible in an individual, the less the likelihood of their salat to be accepted, right? Their salat and their prayers are not going to be accepted if there is a total negligence of the heart in what one is doing. And so we must try as best as we can to make sure that we have a presence of heart, presence of mind, know what we are doing, know what we are saying, and really understand what is going on, which will increase the presence of heart, and at the same time, it will decrease the negligence of the heart. And of course, we have to be careful that this negligence of the heart will damage our ubudiyya, and in the long run, it will create a separation between us and our Almighty Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this being the relationship of both of these things with ubudiyya, our servitude, our worship, and our obedience to Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.